That you would like to discuss, but I would like to lead off by talking about sportsmanship at high school athletic events, by thinking about decorum in the stands, and about just simply thinking about enjoying the high school sports experience, being a player, be it a fan, be it an announcer. A lot of that was missing last Friday night at Dr. Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium. And I'd like to start the program by reading a letter that Moberly Spartan football coach Cody McDowell wrote. This was sent to the parents of the program, and it has made social media. And this is going to take a bit, so if you're calling in, you may give me just give me about 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then we'll open the phone lines up. The letter says, to whom it may concern, Gail Goodwin said, adversity can be turned to opportunity simply by adjusting our perception and our attitude. Friday evening, during our game against Kirksville, our football team did an extremely poor job of adjusting our perception and attitude when faced with adversity. How we acted in tough times throughout the game is simply unacceptable to me, our staff, our program, our school, and our community. A countless number of people have been on the front line working to establish a superior level of pride, respect, and character in the Moberly Spartan brand. And our football program has been right there on the front line with them. Friday night, we took a step back in our progress as there were numerous times throughout the contest we lacked discipline, toughness, and class. The beautiful thing about sports in general is that they are a microcosm of life. Kids learn how to play, how to compete, how to work as a team, how to win, and how to lose. Quite often, more learning takes place from losing than winning, making that process all the more valuable. For that reason alone, our football program places a heavy emphasis not on the events that happen, which may or may not determine winning or losing, but on our response when those things happen. Regardless of any circumstances, successes and failures will happen in our sport. And it's how we respond to those events that ultimately determine our fate. That's not only a football lesson, that's a life lesson. It's also important to realize teams on our schedule are generally pretty well prepared, talented, and are also doing everything they can to win the same game we are. To believe otherwise is flat-out naive and disrespectful. Additionally, of the many challenges our beloved sport faces, officiating is high on the list. When I say officiating is a problem, I am not talking about the quality of officiating, but the overall lack of officials in general. The retention rate for current officials is declining, in addition to it becoming increasingly more difficult to recruit new officials. The negatives outweigh the positives due in large part of how our officials are treated by fans. The letter continues, quite honestly, we all have to be better. Our program, our fans, our parents, our announcers, everybody. Plenty of blame was thrown around Friday night in numerous directions by multiple outlets. Make no mistake, we lost the game. Let me type that again. We in caps, our football team, lost Friday night's game. The officials didn't lose the game. We weren't playing against 16 people, and the officials weren't Kirksville alumni. We made too many mistakes, and Kirksville was good enough to take advantage of those mistakes, which determined the final outcome. It should also be of note that no call by any official has ever been changed because of a public outcry of disagreement. Quite simply, the behavior of our fans the past 2 weeks has been unacceptable. It's unacceptable at our level, at the middle school level, the little Spartan level at any level. As adults, it's easy to forget how much our behavior influences our youth, even high school athletes who we think should know better. If we fail to take responsibility for our actions when things go wrong, we are constantly looking for something or somebody else to blame. That creates a vicious cycle of blaming others, complaining about our situation, and defending our actions by deflecting fault. That cycle results in the absence of truth and the lack of growth. Neither of those help our football program and certainly don't help prepare these young men for the real world. Accepting ownership for our failures is the message our team received. Through this, we can hopefully continue to improve and grow as a team that our school and community will be proud of. As previously quoted, hopefully you'll join us in adjusting our perception and attitude and to make the most out of every opportunity we encounter on this playoff run. If so, we'll see you in Mexico Friday night. Go Spartans, written by Coach Cody McDowell. Amen. Amen and amen. Cody McDowell didn't write that letter for me to read on the air. It was I who approached him and asked him if I could read the letter on the air. A lot of great points in that letter. But why do you attend a high school sporting event? And do you actually feel better if you're screaming at the officials? And that used to be the only thing that we just, that was our, gripe about a call. I hear people screaming at coaches, why are you making that play call? It's even gotten to the point where I hear fans hollering at players. Maybe my kid. Do you want somebody to holler at your kid? These are high school athletes. Or in the summertime, these are elementary kids playing baseball, little Spartan football. These are not professionals. They are not paid. All right, now to the officials. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to open the phone calls and you can talk about whatever you want. First of all, listen, have I griped about a call? Yes. Have I griped about a call on the air? Yes. We try to have a certain standard in the way we broadcast games. I think we have to present at least a picture when a call can be debated or questioned, but never should we determine that a call decides a game. No call, individual call, decides a game. There can be some key calls. I will tell you, the last 2 weeks, there have been a couple of tough calls that have gone against Moberly. There was one in Hannibal last week that film, or 2 weeks ago, that film showed absolutely touchdown pass was dropped. Officials are going to make mistakes. There was a missed interference call on an overturn. It happens. Friday night, when everything broke loose at the end of the game, it was a debatable call on whether a catch was made or the ball had hit the ground. I would submit to you that that game no way was determined by that overcall or overturn. No way. Certainly it cost that last drive. But the Spartans were up 17-0 with over 2 minutes to go with a chance to bury Kirksville. And the Tigers, to their credit, get a receiver behind the defense and score on an 84-yard pass. And then Moberly turns it over, and the Kirksville team gets into the end zone again. And then another turnover. You take that sequence away, who knows what that game looks like. One call does not determine a game. Here's another point he made, and it is, you're not going to change the call. Does it make you feel better to scream about a call? Is that an enjoyable experience at a high school football game? To scream about a call? Do you feel good after you leave the game? And I would tell you, as far as teams go, and I'm sure this is a point of emphasis with the Spartans this week, If you're good enough, take care of it yourself. If you're good enough, overcome the call. If the other team's chippy, don't retaliate. Take care of it on the field. Drive the football down the field and score. Take care of it on the scoreboard. That is the ultimate satisfaction. We want to point out mistakes made by officials. What about mistakes that the players make? There are mistakes made during a game. Execution not done. What about a wrong call? Maybe a coach. There isn't a coaching staff around that doesn't go back, look at tape, and say, I wish I maybe would have made this call. Let me talk about coaching staffs real quick, and I need to wrap this up because I don't want to cheat you out of your time. We fail to remember when we question our coaches. And let me just say this. This was brought on by what happened at Moberly Stadium the other night. But we're closer to the Spartans because we're at every game. We're naive to think this doesn't happen in all high schools around there in the area. And if not, kudos to you. But let's all be better fans. But when we forget about, when we question our coaches, why did you call that play, that there is another coaching staff and there is another team on the other sideline that is doing its best to defend everything that you throw at them. Remember that the next time you question a play call. Do you think your coaching staff made that play call because they thought it would fail? They made the call because they thought it would work and it was well defended. So why squall about the coaching and the call that is made? Let's turn the corner. Let's support our high school teams. Let's celebrate these young people. And as parents and as adults, let's show these young people an example. And as Cody's letter said, you can learn life lessons from setbacks. You can learn life lessons from when things are not fair in our mind.